This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. You know, there are days, we try to keep them relatively few and far between on this program, but there are days when we got to do what are called process stories, how the economic sausage gets made, if I can mix my metaphors. The subject at hand is the Biden administration's plan to spend $1.9 trillion propping up this economy. The president told congressional Democrats today he is willing to compromise on some parts of it, but that he wants most of the money out and out fast, and that if they have to, Democrats in the White House are going to pass it themselves, that is, without Republicans. That would be using a process, there's that word again, that's called budget reconciliation. Marketplace's Mariel Segarra is on the explainer desk today.
To pass a bill in the House of Representatives, you need a majority of the vote. In the Senate, though, it's a little more complicated. Kelly Whitener is an associate professor at Georgetown.
The final vote on any piece of legislation does pass with a simple majority.
But under Senate rules, you can't get to that vote unless at least 60 senators agree to end debate.
And if you don't have the 60 votes, then members can filibuster and just, you know, offer lots of amendments, protract the debate, do anything really to stall and make it so you can't move forward.
Budget reconciliation is a way around all this. It's a process created in a 1974 budget law that allows senators to bring a bill to a vote with just a regular old majority. But they can't use it for just any bill. There are lots of rules, like it can't affect Social Security. And whatever they're trying to pass has to have a direct impact on the budget to cost money or save money. Bill Hoagland at the Bipartisan Policy Center says, for instance, sending out relief checks, that would qualify. Also,
any kind of tax reforms that have a tax impact would be included.
Case in point, Republicans used budget reconciliation to pass the 2017 tax overhaul law. And during the Obama administration, Democrats used it to pass a companion bill to the Affordable Care Act. Before that, during the Bush years, Republicans used it to pass tax cuts. I'm Mariel Segarra for Marketplace.